What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a lot of stories in the stack, but I do want to just mention that at some point today, we will be talking about the mother who waited on hold while she was crowning with child, giving birth at home because she could not get through to 911. And then, Scott, this story just now from Fox 4, we have a problem here, people. Kansas City family loses their home to fire after long 911 wait time.
Mm.
Listen to this.
Okay.
A dire emergency. As issues with emergency wait times in Kansas City keep growing, Mayor Quentin Lucas says the time to act has passed. He is demanding the Board of Police Commissioners address this problem this week. The board, by the way, met this morning at 9:30. I love Kansas City, but if they can't respond to emergencies faster, why should I put my family on the line? Quoting here from Jesse Malloy, who lost his home in a fire after waiting on hold with 911. Mm. Fox 4 asked Mayor Lucas, is this the difference between a safer Kansas City or not? And he replied, yes, yes, it absolutely is. On Monday, the mayor posted on X about the story I just told you about, the mom delivering the baby at home, waiting on hold for nearly 20 minutes to get through to 911, all right?
Okay.
Now we are seeing the issue through the eyes of a Kansas City family of four with one on the way without a home after their long wait on hold time for help as they watched their house go up in flames. In video provided to Fox 4 by Malloy, you can see and hear his neighbors scrambling to the Malloy house to make sure they had all made it out. What they didn't know is the Malloys got in the car and drove themselves to the fire department for help because they could not get through with a call to 911.
Okay.
It's a serious issue.
Follow me here. Their house is on fire.
I got it.
It was faster, like with the old cable company, to get in your car and just drive there and try to get help than it was to wait on hold with 911. Firefighters, by the way, didn't get there for 15 minutes.
Well, let me ask you this. I get it. I don't get it, but can mildly understand. If you're calling 911 because somebody's breaking into your car or you think somebody's breaking into your house.
Sure.
And there are more crimes than there are fires and heart attacks.
By far.
In Kansas. You would agree with that?
By far.
Okay. So if it takes a little bit more time for the police to get to my house, I can kind of sort of understand it. I don't like it, but I kind of sort of understand it. With the fire department, why does it take 15 minutes? Or is the problem at the 911 call center?
Well, and that's part of why they were pushing for the change to when you call 911, you're given a three dial option, one for police, two for
non-emergency,
fire, and three for ambulance.
And here's the other deal, Scott. Why can't we, you don't want to bog the system down with too many choices, but one of the choices needs to be my house is on fire.
That's line three.
Because that is so rare. It does happen, but in the scheme of all of the calls that come in.
No, that's rare.
You know, choking hazard, like someone is actively choking, actively having a heart attack, and my home is on fire, need to go right to the front.
Mm-hmm.
My car has been broken into. We're sorry, we'll get to you.
Yeah, we're going to triage that to the back of the line.
Correct.
And if we're going to regionalize it, why can 911 call centers in other parts of the metro not dispatch fire in, say, Kansas City? For example, the one time that I had to call 911 recently, I got through right away because I was close enough to the state line that I got the dispatch center on the Kansas side of the state line. They then told me, oh, you're in Kansas City, Missouri. Please hold while we transfer you to a dispatch center there.
You're saying why can't, if you accidentally get rerouted, which is what happened to that poor family in Prairie Village where they lost their mother because they were bouncing around back and forth from Prairie Village to Leawood to Kansas City when that child was on the phone trying to beg for help. Why can't the Kansas side straight line this from point A to point B when you are calling in with something like your house is on fire?
I mean, I was witnessing a crime in progress on the plaza, and I was at 95th before I even spoke to a human being, so, other than for them to say, oh, you're in Kansas City, Missouri, let's transfer you.
Are you talking about them transferring the call, or are you saying if I'm on the plaza, or let's say I live in West Plaza,
yeah,
right? My house is on fire. I get routed to Johnson County Fire District 2. Why can't they just come over and put out the fire?
No, why can't
that
they
dispatch center dispatch the fire department that covers your area? Why do they have to then send you to the dispatch center that's obviously struggling? Because these problems aren't happening 5 minutes away across
my
the
guess
state
is,
line.
Sam, my guess is the Kansas side would say, hell no.
Yeah, we don't pay our people to do that.
Figure out your own blank. Mm-hmm. With your own tax dollars that Mayor Lucas says is sitting right there, that he says the pot of money's there. I don't know how to make it better. I do like the idea of one for fire, but it almost needs to be active fire. Your house is on fire. Not my carbon monoxide beeper is going off.
But that's like saying 911 is supposed to be for an emergency, and people were calling in saying I got the wrong order at Taco Bell.
Well, which does happen. It's also abuse of the system.
Mm-hmm. And those people should be fined.
913-586-7798, 913-586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto parts.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.